Self-image defines the boundaries of individual accomplishment. Self-image defines the boundaries of individual accomplishment. What is your individual accomplishment? What is your self-defined boundary of what you want to achieve in life? What is it that is your goal, your choice, your direction? What is it that you want out of life? Whatever you have as your self-defined image is your boundary for your individual accomplishment. Whatever is your self-defined image is your boundary for your individual accomplishment. Now, what do you want to accomplish? Well, all of us want to accomplish all sorts of things. We want to accomplish the human perfection we'd like, and we say that's really not possible. We want to accomplish the spiritual perfection we'd like, and we say that's just a dream. We want to be the divine being that we really are, and we say, now, I've never really believed that. I've said it, I've thought about it, but I've never really believed it. Self-image defines the boundaries of individual accomplishment. So now, what is my self-image? What is my self-image of myself? How do I look at myself? How do I define myself? What are my boundaries for who and what I want to be and who and what I am? Now, what am I going to find? How am I going to look at it? How am I going to see it? How am I going to know it? My individual accomplishment is nowhere unless I'm specific about it. I'm not specific about details. I don't want to have $1 million, $1 billion. I don't want to have every organ, action, function of my body perfect and all that sort of stuff. You say, well, you treat that. We speak that often enough. We say that often enough. What do you mean you don't want that? Well, all is in divine order now. That's my individual accomplishment. That's my individual boundary. The self-image is my individual boundary, the boundary of my individual accomplishment. Now, I say all is in divine order. Now, that includes everything. That includes the allness that I am. That includes the isness that I am. That includes me. And because that includes me, I do not have to be specific. The more specific I am, the more I am looking at details and watching how they progress. The more I look at the reality, my ideal self, the more I look at my total beingness, who I really am, the more it reveals itself in me, and I don't even know it's happening. And that's the wonderful thing about it. I don't even know it's happening. As I develop skills, as I develop boundaries, as I develop understanding, and as I have new boundaries, not the boundaries of specifics, but the boundaries of the general totality of all things, then those things, the general totality, is what I experience. All is in divine order now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am a divine being. You are a divine being. We all are divine beings. But we don't know how to get there. We don't know what the roadmap is, what sort of vehicle we have to ride in to get there. Well, now, the vehicle we ride in to get there is the vehicle of our consciousness. The vehicle of our consciousness, and that consciousness says, it is done now. That consciousness says to us, it is complete and whole now. I am all that I ever could be and ever want to be. I am all right now. And you see, it's not a matter of developing that boundary. Our self-image defines the boundary. Now, how do we define that boundary? How do we include that boundary? How do we think about that boundary? How do we know about that boundary? We really don't. We really don't know about that boundary because we are always telling it, this is my new image of myself, my new attitude of myself, my new awareness of myself, my new understanding of myself. And it's always changing. And so when our self-image is that I am divine, I am the allness, I am the isness now, all is in divine order now. When my self-image is that, then that is who I am, and that is all that I will ever be. When my self-image is that, then that is the ideal self that I am. Now, you would like to be more specific. You would like to know what your individual accomplishments are, the boundaries of your individual accomplishments are. And, hey, begin to think on a more broad scheme of things, a more broad scale of things. Begin to think on something more magnificent than just, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal. Not only my body, my spirit, and my mind. I am ideal in all ways. I am the ideal. I am divine. And you see, when we start thinking about being divine, then there's no limit. There's no limit to who we are. There's no limit to what we are. When we start thinking of the divine, then we are open to the allness. Many people object to have the school of the master. They say the school of the master is something that is impossible. The school of the master is something that they don't really understand. The school of the master is beyond their awareness. And that's true. That's true. The school of the master is beyond the awareness of most. And because it's beyond the awareness of most, it is beyond their boundary. It is beyond their self-image. It's beyond their awareness. And because it's beyond their awareness, they're not going to get there. They're not going to get there because they cannot open their heart and open their mind and open their soul and open their being to who they really are. And when you can open yourself to who you really are, then you start getting there. Now, a master is one who has accomplished the fact that he knows all is in divine order. A master is one who is not seeking to bring things into divine order. He knows it's in divine order now. When he looks at the world, he looks at the world and sees it in divine order. He's not trying to make it happen. He's not trying to make it be something that it isn't. He is revealing what is. And that's what we're doing with all of our lives. We're revealing what is. We're revealing the divine in us. We're revealing the purity in us. We're revealing the magnificence in us. We're revealing all that is good and all that is wonderful and all that is grand. And because that's what we're revealing, because that's what we are, that's what we experience. How many times have you felt divine? How many times have you felt complete? How many times have you felt whole? How many times have you felt ideal? Not very many times. Because when you feel ideal, when you feel whole, when you feel divine, you are feeling something that you cannot put your finger on. You cannot define it. You cannot say that it feels like this or that. When you are doing that, you are just in bliss. You are in that state of feeling that says, all is right with the world. All is right. All is right. All is divine. All is magnificent. Begin to set your course today as I set my course every day. To live in my divine reality. To live in my absolute reality. Because as long as I choose to live as a human being, with all the human foibles, the human limitations, as long as I choose to live in that aspect of my beingness, then I'm going to wish and look toward more accomplishment. But when I know that I am divine, when I know that I live in that attitude, there is no desire for furtherness. I am there. I am there, and it is done. And it is done for you, and it is done for everyone right now, because that's all there is to it. Claim this for yourself. Know this for yourself. Live in your divinity, in your allness, and know that you can. And I'm right there saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. And it is done now.